This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 25th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Being and Giving. This group processing session is 53 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Have a processing session here. Okay, and this is February the 25th, 1954, afternoon processing session. This afternoon we're going to cover some relatively light ideas on the subject of this. Give me some people who are not at this moment auditing you. Now check off some people that you are not auditing. Now, some places where you are not being audited. Some places where you are not auditing anybody. Some places where you're not being audited. Some places where you're not auditing anybody. Now check over some things that are not serious. Some situations that are not serious. Now, some ideas that you are not trying to put into MEST. Some more ideas you're not trying to put into MEST. Some more ideas you're not trying to put into MEST. Okay, now let's mock up an acceptable idea. Shift ideas around until you get a really acceptable idea. Okay. Now let's mock up an idea coming from someplace, and you as a communication machine relay it in action to some other place. In other words, be a communication machine. Get an idea someplace else, and you take it, relay it. Let's do that by saying, that's an idea incoming, and I'm supposed to put it into a symbol and relay it. Do that with idea after idea. Just get that up as a consecutive operation now. An idea coming in from some other place, you be a communication relay machine and hand it on to somebody else. Now get the feeling of efficiency or whatever you have as a communication relay machine. Let's do that a lot more times. In an idea impulse, you don't have to get the idea, you know. A communication machine wouldn't. You just get an idea impulse, comes into you, and you pass it on. See if you can get it coming in from a different quarter now. Now sort of set aside the machine you're being and let's again be a communication relay machine. Receive ideas, relay them. Receive ideas, relay them. Receive ideas, relay them. Oh, let's do that a lot more times. Let's do that a lot more times. Get an idea in from somewhere, then relay it. Okay. Now let's get an idea in from somewhere and be a communication stopping machine. Get an idea in from somewhere, stop it. Another idea in from somewhere, stop it. Idea comes in, stop it. Idea comes in, stop it. You don't have to be specific or rational about the idea at all. It just comes in and you stop it. Impulse. Let's do that some more. In comes an idea, you stop it. In comes another idea, you stop it. You just make sure it doesn't go anyplace else. Oh, let's do that some more. All right. Now get an idea coming in. You accept it, translate it in some fashion, and relay it someplace else. Okay, let's put unconsciousness in the walls. Wall after wall. Okay, now let's find some places you are not. Now let's check over some goals you do not have. Now let's check over and find out if you do have a goal, any kind of a goal. Get one specific goal you know you have. And let's be over the city and check around and find if there are any obstacles, any of the messed objects you see are imposing themselves in such a way as to keep you from achieving this goal. All right, now let's check over some people who are not in your road in achieving this goal. Let's get some for sure now. Some people who are not in your road in achieving this goal. Oh, let's get lots of them, but one for sure. Now let's get some ideas which are not imposing themselves so as to keep you from arriving at this goal you've chosen. Let's see if there are any ideas in the road. Okay, now let's be a machine that wonders whether or not one will ever arrive at a destination or a goal. A machine that wonders about whether or not one will ever arrive. Now let's make a decision about arriving. Now be the machine. Now make a decision. Now be the machine. Now make a decision. Be the machine. Make a decision. Be the machine. Make a decision. Be somebody else's machine. Make a decision. Be somebody else's machine. Make a decision. Now be a mountain. Be a mountain. And contemplate your arrivals and departures. Okay, now let's be outside that mountain and duplicate a mountain. Now just duplicate a mountain many times, time after time after time after time after time after time. Okay, now mark up a haunted mountain. Duplicate it many times. Mark up this mountain many times. Now do what you please with the markups. Now mock up your body walking around here and there and realizing it's too horrible to be duplicated. Get the mood it has to be in and so forth to be too horrible to be duplicated. Get how it has to counteract this in various ways. Just move it around here and there, being too horrible to be duplicated.
Do that some more. Put your body out there, being too horrible to be duplicated. Move it around. Now duplicate it many times. Now mock yourself up as being surrounded by an environment too horrible to be duplicated. And duplicate that many times. Do that some more. Mock up yourself in an environment too horrible to be duplicated. Don't worry if that mock-up is black around the edges. There will be no other color. Okay, let's throw that away. And let's mock up somebody else, anybody who springs to mind, who is too horrible to be duplicated. And duplicate them many times. Okay, now mock up the devil as too horrible to be duplicated. Duplicate him many times. It should be a rotten mock-up, by the way, all of these. Now get the environment around the devil each time, all of it being convinced that he's too horrible to be duplicated. Okay, sweep that aside. Now mock up fire as too horrible to be duplicated. Duplicate it many times. Sweep that aside. Mock up the sun is too horrible to duplicate. And duplicate that many more times. Now, just to play on words, mock up the daughter as too horrible to duplicate. All right, now let's pick out some things that you could duplicate without much liability. Just straight wire, not bother to duplicate them. Just pick out some things that you could duplicate without too much trouble, liability. Now let's pick out some things that might not mind duplicating you. And some things you might not mind duplicating. Now pick out one thing and then more things which you wouldn't mind duplicating. Okay, now let's get some ideas you're not trying to create. Some more ideas you're not trying to create. And now some masses of energy that aren't trying to fix themselves in you. Some other things that aren't trying to fix themselves in you. Okay, now let's check over some things you can trust. Let's find some for sure. Might be only the ridge on the end of your nose, but find some things you can trust. Now let's find some things somebody else can trust. All right. Now let's mark yourself up as entirely trustworthy. Now let's mark yourself up as completely untrustworthy. As entirely trustworthy. As completely untrustworthy. As entirely trustworthy, a sterling character, entirely trustworthy. Now is completely untrustworthy. Now is trustworthy. Now let's change that to trustworthy in the eyes of your parents. Well, let's get that. You entirely trustworthy in the eyes of your parents. Now is completely untrustworthy in the eyes of your parents. Get that real good. Now mock yourself up so your parents would have complete confidence in you. So they'd have no confidence in you whatsoever. Now mock yourself up so that your teachers would have complete confidence in you. Get that real good with frills. Okay, now let's get it so that your teachers would have no confidence in you whatsoever. Now mock up somebody else so that you could have complete confidence in them. Unreserved, complete confidence in him. Duplicate that now many times. Now mock up somebody else so that you wouldn't have any confidence in them whatsoever. Duplicate it many times. Now mock them up so that you could have complete confidence in them and duplicate that many times. Now clear away the dead bodies. Mock yourself up now so that you would be a pillar and an example and a sterling character and just what the society wanted. Duplicate it many times. All right, now mock yourself up as somebody now that the society wouldn't want to have around for a minute. Duplicate that many times. Now mock yourself up as a Thetan many times now, too horrible to duplicate. Now mock up yourself as a Thetan many times as just the thing to duplicate. Everybody'd want to duplicate it. We'll settle on just one form now. Everybody'd want to duplicate. Duplicate it many times. Now mock it up again and refuse to duplicate it. Do that several times. Now throw these statues of Christ away and get some places where you're not. Find a couple of pieces of mess and hang on to them. Don't think. Okay, now grab onto the two back corners of the room. Put the corners in front of you. Put them behind you. Put them in front of you. Put them behind you. Put them in front of you. Put them behind you. Put them in front of you. And be where you please. Duplicate anything you see now, and duplicate it many times. Okay, by the way, find the nothingness and duplicate it many times. Throw that away? Mock up a communications relay machine and feed it ideas. Do that again. Do it again. Do it again. Mock up ideas and say their ideas. Do it again. Grab on the back two corners of the room. Put them in front of you. Put them behind you. Put them in front of you. Put them behind you. Put them in front of you. Let go of them. Hold on to them. Let go of them. Hold on to them. Let go of them. And be where you please. Calculate now the density of the object you'd have to be to get everybody's approval. Make one that dense and duplicate it many times. Okay, set the moon aside and give me some ideas you're not trying to create. Now give me some ideas that you're not trying to get onto a piece of paper. Okay, mock yourself up as an auditing machine and grind and whir. Set that aside and do it again. Just grind and whir, just be an auditing machine. Set it aside and do it again. Set it aside and do it again. Okay, now mock up yourself as a machine that receives auditing. And grind and whir and do it again. And again, and again, and again. Many times. Okay, throw those all away. Check over some places where you are not. Get an idea, any idea, but make sure that it's statable. Any idea. roses are magenta, any idea? All right, now change it slightly. Now change it again. Now change it again. Now change it again. Throw it away. Let's get another idea. Let's change it. Change it again. And again. Throw it away. Let's get another idea. Let's change it. And change it again. Change it again. Throw it away. All right, now let's get a new, startling, and original idea. Let's change it. Change it again. Change it again. Change it again. Change it again. Let's get another new idea. Change it again. And again. And again. Set it aside. Let's get another idea. Change it. Change it. Change it. Set it aside. Now let's get a new, startling, and original idea. All right, alter it. Alter it again. Alter it again. Alter it again. Okay, set it aside. Get a brand new idea. Change it. Get back the original. Change it. Get back the original. Change it. Get back the original. Change it. Change it. Set it aside. Okay, let's look over the environment. Let's look over the environment and pick out a lot of messed objects. And have each one say, ah, I get the idea now, and approximate you. Do that with a lot of things. Get an enormous amount of relief in the objects now as they finally get the idea and become you. Let's do that some more. Well, let's do that a lot more. Let's do it some more. Okay, let's grab onto a piece of mess and hold on and don't think. Okay, let's let go. Get some places where you're not. Be on the roof. Now get a couple of horribly unacceptable ideas. Find the floor beneath your feet. Be where you please. End of session.